My motivation is we have to be represented. We have a very large population in Prince George's County. Prince George's County is very diverse. We have the largest African concentration. We are influential. We have the money. We are educated, but we are not represented. So me as an African woman in America, I understand my role. My role is to lead and to direct, to educate and to stimulate and execute, you know, the fourth industrial revolution in Prince George's County, whereby, you know, we connect the wealth between, you know, Prince George's County and Africa.
Let me ask you, what makes you uniquely qualified to compete for this position?
I have a niche. I have a demographic that are looking up to me, like I said, that are not represented at all. And me coming out as an African born, for me to stand and have the audacity to say I am going to run for office in America is so admirable to my people that they're willing to support me, to throw their money behind me so I can get in there and represent them and speak for them and represent them. And somebody that knows their plight. So that plight, I can represent them. I can hear them. I can understand, you know, the family that they have left back home, and they're here working day and night to support those family back home. I have been there. My parents have been there. That's how I was brought to America. So I have, and I'm not, you know, I'm not timid, you know, to speak on behalf of my family with the accent in my mouth.
Realistically, what do you think your chances are to winning this election?
My chances are very high because, you know, I ran before 2018. You know, I didn't win, but I learned a valuable lesson. And now the people have known who I am. And that's how it is in politics. The first time you throw your hat in there, it's not to win, but to get your face and your name out there. And I have done both in one time. I've put my face out there. I've put my name out there. So when you call Sia, people know who Sia is. I have the following. I have the niche and the people themselves in America, the Americans themselves have realized that I'm here and I have a voice. And my voice is a revolution to represent, you know, our people, especially, you know, the African diaspora, the women, you know, which is very special to me because all my life, my personal and political career, I've always been to empower women.
Sia, what is your polling director or your polling company telling you about how people are responding to your message?
You know, I've already told me that my community, my American community, my African community are in support of me. They know that I'm going to run, but I have not declared yet. And I'm having calls from everybody, everywhere, you know, from white, black, you know, African, you know, trying to see when I can, you know, declare my candidacy so they can start raising funds for me. So that alone gave me the courage that this time around, we are going to go in. And this is the time. And the time is right. It's perfect. I have this strong backing for that from my people. And especially you calling me, it's an honor, you know, for you to see my post and call me. It's a great honor for me.
What should residents in Prince George's County expect from Sia if they give you their mandate to represent them?
For me, like I said before, empowering women has always been part of my personal and professional platform. And I believe that when we liberate a woman, we liberate a whole continent. When we liberate women, we liberate a nation and a community. And I think it is important as Black women, African women, understand our role to give back to the community that we're raised. This is my community. I grew up here. You know, I am representing, you know, the first generation Africans and the Africans that came at the second generation. I want to create a better community for our children's children that are going to come after us. You know, as an African woman, you know, I have to, you know, be the leader. I have to lead. I have to be the leader of change. I have to represent the people well. And we are going to do it together. I'm not making any promises, but we are going to do it together. My role is to lead, you know, to be a social reformer, to innovate, to inspire other women to come with me. And so we can, you know, create a better society, you know, for our children and our children.